tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. Walt Diptulu Road Rage. Okay, the football's gone for the 750, and we had multiple people who wanted to buy it for the 750. So, and you know, I had a texter who said, "Well, there's always one more football." Actually, there were very few footballs this year. It's all for breast cancer and Tigers for Tatas. So, I'm not sure, you know, if that was true, why it would trouble you, but it's not true. There were actually very few footballs this year. We didn't auction any footballs at all. I don't even know how many. Four, Ramona, like total four, she said. Yeah, four total. And and I was unaware of this last one. I thought we had already auctioned the last one, but Amy gave it to me yesterday, and told me about this. So I was unaware of that. So now we had this one other ball, and just as proof of that, I've got multiple people who want it, but only one can have it, and I don't have any other. And then the Clemson four-wheel drive is at $350. That's a $500 gift certificate. I may have neglected to mention that. That's a $500 gift certificate, Clemson four-wheel drive. So let's at least get the value of the gift certificate. It's $500 to close it. You know, you're going to use it anyway, and obviously it's for a great cause. So let somebody come in and just make that your own, and we'll be done for the entire year. But the footballs are gone, so there's sadly not always one more, because if there was one more, I've got more people who want it, but I don't have it. Let me get to the phones. Daryl and then Butch. Daryl, how are you, Daryl? Good to have you.
I'm great, Walt. How are you, sir?
Good, Daryl. Thank you for getting in.
Well, thank you. I have a question, or I guess I want to ask your opinion on this. I have a buddy that is a high school football coach, and he and I were talking the other day, and he made the bigger overall meta narrative point, I guess you will, with regard to the mental aspect of football. And he's been coaching for 30 years, and he said kids don't watch football anymore. And I said, well, elaborate on that. He said, well, you and I, and I'm way older than him, but you know, I've been watching football for 60 years on TV. And he said, with regard to the mental aspect, he feels like the mental bust problem is bigger at the high school level than it's ever been. And it's just because they don't have the body of work, that they just haven't been exposed to the game as much as some of the older folks. They've got more distractions. They have their cell phones. They have all these different things that they can become involved in. And therefore, they just aren't mentally as equipped to make quick decisions due to their lack of exposure contrasted to other generations. And maybe that spills over to the college level as well. Just as I'm watching Clemson and South Carolina and other teams, even good teams, the mental bust aspect of it, in my opinion, just seems to be a bigger problem than it used to be. Do you agree?
I agree that it's a bigger problem, Daryl, and maybe your coaching friend is right. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I just, like even this weekend, I thought even at high levels, I thought I saw more coverage busts nationally than I should have. And then in the Clemson Duke game, it was littered with them, and just way too many from Clemson's standard. And that's not something that we're accustomed to seeing here. Throughout Dabo Swinney's era, it's not a team that generally beats itself. But you know, and these were, to my way of thinking, these are like egregious mental errors. I mean, you know, I don't think this secondary is particularly athletic. I think they've had issues with speed and athleticism on the back end this year. But here's the thing: I actually thought for the most part against Duke, who has a pretty advanced a quarterback and receiving group and running back group, I thought for the most part, I thought the coverage when they weren't busting was actually fairly decent against Duke. I didn't see a bunch of guys just getting toasted and beaten. What beat Clemson on Saturday was just the giveaway yards, was the mental bust. And again, in which there's just like nobody there. I mean, if that's, like I said earlier, if that throw to the tight end with 3 minutes left is a cover two robber, where's the robber? Because there was no robber, you know, and that's why it's wide open. That also explains why the linebackers didn't run with him. You know, so because I couldn't figure it out. If it was, like I said, if it was just a straight Tampa 2, then your middle linebacker is going to look to get great depth, and he's going to be responsible for that. But Clemson doesn't have a linebacker really capable of doing that. So I didn't think that was the case. And the linebackers just let him run right by him. So clearly they thought that they weren't involved in that coverage call other than their normal responsibility, you know, flats, et cetera. So, to me, you're talking about a complete mental bust because, you know, probably the free safety, but somebody is supposed to be the robber. There was no robber.
And I'm no secondary expert, but I know there's been a lot of discussion about the cornerback blitz bust or, yeah. you know, was yeah. it a corner blitz?
Yeah.
And there was obviously indecision by the Clemson cornerback. But if you go back, this kind of makes your point. If you go back and ironically look at the first Clemson offensive play where you may recall that Kay was sacked.
Yeah.
Beautifully laid corner blitz. I think it was to the field side, the wide side, coming from, well, maybe they don't do corner blitzes from the, maybe they always do it from the boundary. Anyhow, again, I don't know much about secondary. Anyhow, that cornerback, that DB for Duke, he sold that thing. I mean, he sold it big time because he got right up in the receiver's face, and he showed he didn't. It was a delayed half beat corner blitz, but when he came, he was the only guy that was running free. Yeah. You know, the much maligned offensive line on that particular play, everybody else was picked up. It was perfect, but it's coming from the right, so the defense's right side, and he just annihilates Cade. Not the way you want to start.
That was early in the game, and then I thought the rest of the game, I thought they really settled down and afforded Cade the protection he needed on the bad ankle, and with the ankle, he was anchored in the pocket. I actually think that helped his play, and I thought it led to his most accurate passing performance of the season.
Well, the irony is we went ahead and got the big hit out of the way, and it was blindsided, like I think you're saying. It probably did help him. But as far as the execution, I contrast, you know, the Clemson mental bust there with that Duke cornerback. And by the way, he looked fast.
Yeah.
I'm not accustomed to other teams looking faster than Clemson. I'm still stuck in the glory days. You know?
Thank you, Darryl. Good talking to you, Dale. Thank you.
Have a good one,
well
Walt.
Done. Yeah. And you know, I think what we all need to remember is, look, when Dabo Swinney recites his record, you know, the one thing about it is it's true. Okay. You know, and we do have to give him that grace because he's not wrong. It's just people don't want to hear it now. But you know, he's saying, look, if all I let you do is take shots at me for this season and don't remind you of what we've done in the past, who's going to tell you the truth about my record? He's not wrong about that, all right? There is an oddity to that whole situation. There is. But I just think that people live in the now, and they're well aware of the record, but they don't want to hear that now. They want to hear about what fixes now. You know, they want to know, you know, again, that was the one thing that surprised me with the press conference today. I thought the emphasis should have been on the coverage bust and why they're happening at this point in the season and why they're still happening and why maybe more of them happened on Saturday than they have at any point in the year, because I think that's the case. I mean, I don't know what it adds up to, but if you go back and you start breaking down the points that Duke scored in the game, I think you can track most of them to coverage bust. Like I said, it was an oddity because for the most part, I thought that Clemson's DBs were in phase with the Duke receivers. I did not think that, I didn't see a lot of guys. Again, I did not watch the replay, all right? But I didn't see a lot of guys getting toasted or burnt. I thought for the most part, the Clemson DB stayed in phase. The problem was the absolute bust, you know, and at the end of the half, it's deeper than the deepest and all that stuff. But the busts led to most of Duke's points. When Clemson wasn't busting, their coverage actually wasn't awful. It's made to look awful because of all the big busts, but I mean that's part of the game, and you can't afford to have them. And it led to 46 Duke points, which is insane. You know, so somehow that's got to be fixed, and there are clearly some comprehension issues. Any way you look at it, if Tom Allen's making the right calls, and I certainly believe Dabo Swinney when he says he is, then it's the execution of those calls. And why don't guys know where they're supposed to be at this point in the season? I think that's a legitimate question. I think that's a question that probably should have been asked. Why don't guys know where they're supposed to be by this point in the season? I think that's a fair question. Let me catch up on some business here. I'll get to your calls in a minute. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm, my guy David Green. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Don't do any of that. Live right here. Stay here. Call David Green. He'll help you. Don't get eaten by a grizzly bear. Listen. David Green's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the help you'd need. He knows all the options so you can get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. And by the way, David can also help you with wills and estate planning and all that. So make sure you call them if you have that need as well. Let me get to Butch and then Tiger Ward. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Bud. How you doing?
Good,
today?
Butch. Appreciate you getting in.
Nah, thank you for letting me in. Wow. I was sitting here reading something and just got my mind blown by this. So this is the perfect time to confirm. I just read that Saban was offered $60 million to coach at LSU. Is that true?
Over what period of time? I don't know. I mean, there have been some rumors.
3 years.
Yeah. I don't know. There have been some rumors.
And gets to pick his successor.
Yeah. I that rumor has been out there in the last 4 or 5 days. I don't know whether there's any teeth to that, whether there's any truth to that or not. I don't know.
Well, here's the sources from ESPN Plus reporter Patrick Netherton revealed on X.
Well, then maybe it's true. Maybe there is some reality to that.
I just read this. I mean, that's what I just said. Wow.
I couldn't blame Nick Saban if he wanted to get away from the punter, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's above my pay grade.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I mean, look, all things are possible. I mean, I would not rule anything out. I mean, LSU wants to get back to winning football. Maybe that's the case. Boy, the Alabama people
retirement court.
Yeah, it would be fascinating just to watch LSU play Alabama.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he coached LSU before.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah. But yeah, so, and 2 national champions.
That's a big whoop. Yep. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yep. So
I thought it was just one. I forgot about that.
No, two a national championship. Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to come to fruition or not, but I would love to see it. I would love to see Nick Saban at LSU coaching against DeBoer at Alabama.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see South Carolina go down there with 70 and say, hey, we'll give you the same deal plus 10 more.
Well, hey, Butch, open up your wallet, Butch. Open up your wallet.
Hey,
get your fellow game guys to open up theirs.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, well, I made it a promise to the Lord that if I hit that billion-dollar lottery we just had back then, trust me, Gamecocks would have whatever they desire.
There you go. Thank you, Butch. Good talking to you. Tiger Ward, I'm coming right to you. Texas says, I enjoy the McAfee show, but he sucks on game day. Yeah, it's just, it's bad. I'm getting asked a lot of questions about the DBs. You know what? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer, but you know, I think a legitimate question to have asked was, why are you still having so many coverage busts this late in the year? If the calls are correct, and I believe they are, why are there so many busts at this point in the season? Because there just shouldn't be, and there haven't been historically under Dabo Swinney at this point in the season. I don't know what the answer to that is, but they're egregious. They're not just they're like the worst of the worst busts. I mean, that's the reality. It's like I said. I mean, there's 307 a game. You have a tight end with a 60-yard reception. There's nobody within 20 yards of him. Even at the end of that, you still get another chance on a 2-point conversion, and you have another bust of, and it looked like you had three or four guys who didn't know what they were supposed to be doing on that play. So I don't know. Tiger Ward, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Have you
forgotten? It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to UpstateSalute.com for tickets and more information.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
The wait is over. AC/DC's Back Live Power Up Tour, Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium with the Pretty Reckless. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium. Don't miss AC/DC, produced by AEG Presents.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Trucks rolling down the street, fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low, Ace Plumbing's a name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Back, Ace friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney. On the field, I know the value of a strong game plan, and in life, I know the value of a strong connection. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate, backed by local folks who are committed to excellence. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Upcountry Fiber is the best play you can make. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
The holidays are here, full of joy, family, friends, and yes, a little hustle and bustle. That's why you need Aleve. Between cooking, shopping, and all those extra errands, aches and pains can sneak in. Aleve is here to help with long-lasting body pain relief. Don't let body pain slow you down. With up to 12 hours of body pain relief per dose, you can keep up with the season's magic and all that awaits. Pick up Aleve and get back to what really matters, making memories. Use as directed.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
But if you ever go back in the woody swamp, well, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of them woods that make a strong man die for pride. Things that crawl and things that fly. Say the ghost of Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around, but I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it, 'cause I never would listen to nobody else, and I couldn't believe it.
You know, Ramon, I'm in the mood for a little Charlie Daniels today, a little CDB. Yeah, a little CDB. What else do we have? We must have more CDB than that.
I do.
Do we have the South's going to do it again?
I'm sure we do.
Let's do that. Let's do a little South's going to do it again. Let's get to the phones. It's Tiger Ward and then Joe in Virginia. Tiger Ward, good to have you.
Hey, Walt, good talking to you. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Walt, I love your show and I admire your knowledge, and I wanted to pick your brain. First, I wanted to ask, I'm very curious, what's your prediction on the Florida State game this Saturday night? I'm curious.
Pain. No, I don't.
Is it going to be another shootout?
Yeah, I really don't know, Tiger Ward. I think that Florida State just played their second best game of the year after they've looked lost and dazed and confused for most of the season. They have weapons. They've been subject to some of the same things that Clemson has. It's been a disappointing season for them, certainly after opening with a win over Alabama. I don't know whether you trust what we saw against Wake Forest, or are they the team that just looked lost and dazed and confused against Stanford a week or two before that? I don't know who they are either. So it's a very, very difficult game to project. They have some weapons. I mean, the Robinson kid at 6'6" is a massive weapon. And honestly, he looks bigger and stronger than he did at the start of the year. And he played his best game of the season against Wake Forest. I mean, and Castellanos probably played his best game, at least as a passer. And part of it is he just trusted Deuce. I mean, he just threw the ball up to him. He it didn't matter what kind of coverage, whether Wake was in phase or not. It didn't matter. He's 6'6", and he's a beast. He had a really big game, and Castellanos had a big game. And they played three running backs. All three of those running backs are talented. The Steve Singleton kid moved to the front of the line against Wake, which is interesting. But they have three talented backs. They have tight ends that can get vertical, too. Honestly, I think a lot of their problems over the course of the year have been defensive in nature. They're playing a couple of young defensive linemen. I think those guys have gotten a little better. They got a lot of pressure on Wake Forest and on Ashford when he was in the game. Ashford had some running lanes that he took advantage of that a healthy Cade might be able to take advantage of to some degree, but you're not going to have a healthy Cade. And I think the Cade that we've liked best is the one we saw this past Saturday, who stood in the pocket and delivered the ball. So I don't know. I want to talk about the breakdown of that game a little bit, but as of now, I'm just not sure. I think you'll see.
I think you'll see
points scored again.
I agree.
I don't think it'll be quite as high as last game, but again, I think you're going to see points scored. I think it's 30-27, something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see our defense making much of a change from last week to this week with the personnel the way we have and the coaching. I don't get it. But on another note, you know, I've been down on Dabo this year, and I played at Clemson. I'm a Tiger fan. I'm very unhappy with our program this year. But I'll tell you, I was at the game the other day, and I really felt for Dabo because he coached his butt off.
Yeah.
And I know we shouldn't have been in that situation. But what bothers me, I left with a bad taste in my mouth, and I'm just curious what you think.
And by the way, Tiger Ward, not to interrupt you, but again, nobody wants to win more than he does. I mean, this is truly painful for him. You know, and I think that's a sign that he's capable of fixing it.
I agree 100%, and I think he's the same guy that brought us two natties. I think he can do it again if he evolves, like Saban said,
yeah,
you know, with the portal. But my thing that bothers me the most is how can these referees decide a game like that and with unfortunately a horrible call, and it's not reviewable? What is the rationale behind not reviewing a call within the last minute or 2 minutes or something? I don't understand that, Walt.
All right. Let me just say this, okay, because I just got to sort of clear the record on this. Clemson got away with defensive pass interference and defensive holding on the last two plays, all right?
Really?
Before the collision that everyone thinks was offensive pass interference, before that collision on the same play, Terrell is blatantly mugging that receiver. And that's how you wound up with that collision. The whole thing was like a stumble forward thing. But Terrell is blatantly mugging him. And on the play before that, Ashton Hampton gets away with pass interference in the right corner of the end zone where the jersey is actually pulled all the way out. And he's just holding on. And so Clemson really got away with both of those calls before the call that's in question. So even if you want to say, now look, maybe they got the whole thing wrong. Okay, I think there's that on the last play. In other words, maybe Terrell should have been called for defensive holding earlier. Maybe that was offensive pass interference beyond that. But to me, Tiger Ward, I am way more concerned about the amount of bust. And you said you played at Clemson. I'm way more concerned about the amount of coverage bust we are seeing this late in the season when Coach Sweeney's indicating that the calls were the correct calls, because then it's not getting through to the players on the field, because it wasn't an issue of their lack of athleticism in the back end so much. There was a time or two, but more than that, it was just mental breakdowns of some sort in which if the call is the correct call it's not being executed, like I said. So I...
Well, you know, Walt, okay, I appreciate you clearing me up because I didn't realize that. That the only thing I've seen in other sport where they're reviewing at the end of the game, I don't know if it's the NFL, the last 2 minutes, they review every penalty.
I think it would be a good idea. I mean,
but the only thing I would say, choking wise, I think we choked when we're at 5 minutes left and we're up by seven and we've got the ball near midfield. And knowing that if you give the ball up, according to the way the day went, we couldn't stop Daniel High School. So it seems to me our mindset should have been, worst comes to worst, we go on fourth down. And so if you give them a shorter field, better than eating up the whole clock and ending the game the way it did. I mean, of course, Monday morning quarterback is very clear. But I'm just saying, we have no defense. I've never seen a defense like that. And all. By the way, I played tennis for Clemson, not football.
Okay. So. You know, by the way, I get what you're saying there. But what I would say to that is, when you score 45 points at home, you've done your job, and you should have won the game.
Absolutely.
You know, so even if we, and I know there were people who questioned, you know, the failure to run the ball there, a couple things, but the reality is, you score 45 points at home, you should have won the game. It was a total defensive breakdown.
And I agree with you. This was the best offense that I've seen. Play calling, you know, where it was surprising.
Yeah.
You didn't know what was going on. It was dynamic.
Yep.
And you're right. We should have won the game, and I really feel for Cade and everybody.
Yeah,
Dabo.
He played well.
We should have won this game.
And I thought the offensive line played well. I thought the running backs played well. I thought Antonio Williams was sensational. The entirety of the offense played well. That's the good takeaway. The bad takeaway is, you know, a special teams meltdown on a kick return. That, you know, he's not down in like one hand touch. And then the defensive mistakes that just seem to be mounting at the wrong time of the year. I mean, and again, that's what's most puzzling to me.
Well, listen, Walt, great talking to you. I really appreciate
you,
your knowledge, the show. It's phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Have a good
evening.
Good talking to you. Yep. It's hard to understand at this point in the season. Let me get Joe in here before the break. We'll catch up with some business the other side. Clemson four-wheel drive, it's a $500 gift certificate. We're not even on face value. Every dollar goes to Tigers for Tatas. Again, these people are, first of all, they're incredible, and they were kind enough to donate this. And again, we had a bidder back out, so let's come strong on that. Let somebody just make it your own. We have a $350 bid. Somebody come in and just make it $500, and we're done. Pay for one more mammogram. One more mammogram. Save one more life. Joe, how are you, Joe?
Good. You know, with South Carolina and Clemson, I don't think there's really much to think. They're just two bad football teams. I think Clemson's going to lose the next two, and then South Carolina's going to get drilled in College Station, and, you know, we'll see how it goes at the end of the year. It's just not good. There's nothing to think about, you know.
Well, there is if you want to fix it.
Well, I mean, next year. But, you know, as far as Beamer goes, like, if he doesn't win the Clemson game, he's probably out at 4-8. Like, his buddy's not at AD anymore. And we'll see how it goes. But as far as, like, nationally, I mean, don't you agree with that? Because, like, if he goes 4-8, how can you retain him?
He almost made the playoffs last year at South Carolina. I mean,
out of three losing seasons in the past 3 years.
Well, what if we increase the time frame one more year? I mean, we can't pick and choose time frames. I'm not just saying you, Joe, just in general. This is what we do as college football fans. We choose time frames that try and fit our argument. But you yourself have sung his praises at times, Joe. So, you know.
And deservedly so last year.
Okay. So now he sucks again.
Well, I mean, you are what your record is. If he goes 4-8, that's 2 out of 3
years.
Yeah,
but not just 1 year. Look, Joe, if you're like a great salesperson, all right, you might have a bad month. You might even have a bad year. Does that mean you don't know how to sell anymore? No, it means you're in a slump, right? I mean, I just think we need to be careful about judging guys in just the moment in time that we're existing in, as opposed to the total picture. Now, I get, if you evaluate his whole career there, some might say, well, his record's not any different than Muschamp's. But you know what? It feels different. And he's won some big games against big teams, and he's beaten Clemson 2 of the last 3.
Well, again, you know, he still has a shot at the end of the year maybe and get an OC, but I don't think he's secure. I don't think he's, you know, 100%. I just don't in this day and age, 4-8.
So if you fire your coach, who's the next guy? I mean, realize the world of college football right now, that massive upheaval in the world of college football, and all these jobs are open. Where is South Carolina going to fit on that pecking order of potential jobs?
You said it's better than Arkansas. So
it is better than Arkansas, in my mind.
Jeff Munkin, Willie Fritz, you know, go after somebody like that, you know. The JMU coach, you know, at some point, you can't just say, well, who are you going to get? That's the same argument we had with Muschamp. You know, that's the same exact conversation.
Let me ask you this, Joe. Let me ask you this. What do you expect the results to be at South Carolina? I mean, because honestly, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but you sound like... Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me voice the whole question. All right. You sound like perhaps a Clemson fan. In other words, you have Clemson's track record of football history. That's where it sounds like you're coming from, but that's not what you have. You have brief moments in time with Joe Morrison a million years ago, with Steve Spurrier, maybe with Lou Holtz, and now maybe to an extent with this guy, Shane Beamer. Where's the rest of your football success? In other words, you, from a football standpoint, your history says you're not very good. So why do you expect him to far exceed your history?
I invalidate that, because, like, here's the thing, Walt, we're Cignetti right now.
Yeah.
He's second in the country
again,
Indiana.
There's a Bill Snyder and there's a Cignetti, okay? And you know, Bill's already left, and Cignetti has just been
paid.
What
is the pro argument in 2026 if he goes 4-8? Sellers is gone. Half the team's gone. He has a new OC. Or was it 4 in total, 6 years? What's going to be the difference? And he's out-coached every single time when he goes against Ole Miss. He's out-coached against Missouri. He's out-coached every single time when he plays those two teams. And, you know, even Missouri, when we beat them, it was barely with a busted quarterback at Missouri.
All right, so you want Beamer fired now?
Well, listen, like, he still has a shot, but, like, to say that he's 100% secure, I think it's
not. I never said he was 100% secure. I'm just wondering why are you demanding this one particular guy so far exceeds your history in order to keep his job? And, again, it was only last year. If it was 3 years ago that he almost got to a playoff, I just think there's too much of this in college football, Joe. I think there's too much of this. I don't think most people would want to be judged in their own jobs in the way that college football fans are judging coaches. That's what I'm saying to you.
But if you burn 75% of the patties,
yeah, well, that's my argument. Yeah,
you know, like but
you know, last year you didn't burn any of the patties. Last year he cooked them all perfectly. He almost were a playoff. Joe, I gotta run. Call me tomorrow. Quick break.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Eagles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here, the flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with three locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
When the line goes down, minutes matter. Industrial Motor Service has your back with expert motor, pump, and gearbox service. Whether it's a repair or a replacement, Industrial Motor Service has you covered. For over 35 years, maintenance teams across the upstate have trusted IMS for fast turnarounds, reliable workmanship, and 24/7 support. Because downtime isn't just lost time. It's lost production. IMS, keeping the upstate running since 1989. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com. At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Get loud. Well, you can be loud here and be proud.
Perry, Charlie Daniels, the CDB. I see a wave in there. Let me get to Jason and then Bill. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
You know, I feel like I'm in a difficult position here. I mean, far be it for me to stick up for Joe, but as someone else who's as someone else who thinks Crying Shane's a clown, I mean, but then, you know, Walt, when you go over the history of South, when you go over the history of South Carolina football or lack thereof, you also make some good points there. So I'm kind of in a catch 22 here. I don't know who I want to agree with more. Walt, can you imagine how painful this season would have been if South Carolina would have actually panned out?
My God.
And we were sitting here at 3-5 watching South Carolina compete for the playoffs.
Yeah, not have been good.
That would have been really bad. I don't know how I made it through those Spurrier years. Although we were good too, we just couldn't beat them. But
look,
we were
you
good
know, it's interesting, Jason. Reality: this whole season for both teams is going to come down to that one game. I mean, forget the bowl game. Whether there's a bowl game or not, the season's coming down to that game. You know, the winner will walk away happier, and the loser will be very unhappy.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's like their offense against our defense is like the movable object versus the totally stoppable force. So that'll be interesting. You know, I will say I empathize with Joe a little bit as far as if I was a Carolina fan, the one thing I'd be furious with Crying Shane is the way that he wasted Rattler and Sellers, because, I mean, we've gone through this, and I'm not comparing those two guys to Trevor and Deshaun, but what I'm saying is, you know, in the years after Deshaun and Trevor, we had five-star slam dunk quarterbacks in DJU and Cade, and it hasn't panned out. So there's no guarantee that they're going to have anybody as good as Sellers or Rattler again in Columbia for a while. And to think that he botched several offensive coordinator hires. I mean, Walt, if you were Donati, the athletic director, I mean, would you be heavily involved in as far as choosing the next offensive coordinator for Beamer?
I mean, I think it's something that's open for discussion. That's how I would view it. And I think that I think he needs to modernize. You know, I don't know how Mike Shula came to be the choice. Regardless, I mean, it just seems dumb. But I also think that offensive line has been so horrific this year that I'm not sure that, you know, Bill Walsh could have turned it into prime. Bill Walsh could have turned it into success. I mean, you know, your superstar quarterback runs for his life on every play, and now at this point he's hearing ghosts. So even when he does have time, like at the start of this last game, he's just missing throws that he can probably make in his sleep. So, you know, I don't think it's a great situation. But again, I think you also have to understand who you are and where you are and where you play. And quite honestly, that league's gotten much tougher now with the inclusion of Oklahoma and Texas. So you know, you look at...
And Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss.
Right. You look at the history of who South Carolina is in their football history, and then you want this guy to far exceed what you've done in your history in a league that's better than it's been at any point in history. So that seems like a big ask, but I don't know, Jason. Here's what I agree. I agree with Diablo Sweeney on this. I think we're getting carried away with these coaching dismissals. I really do. I mean, I think some of the things that have happened this year are just laughably absurd. And if you're South Carolina and you're thinking of firing Beamer now, then you are basically saying we're gonna pick a lower level guy. And I'm not saying your low level guy won't work, but that's basically what you're resigning yourself to, because you know there are going to be so many job openings and so many job openings of stature that you're low on the pecking order, you know, and so you're almost going to be relegated to choosing a guy from a lower level.
Yeah, and you know, and it cuts both ways too with these ADs, because I know that whoever was there, Tanner or Donati, they bumped Beamer up to like $8.5 million a year after last season. It's like, come on, man, $8.5 million for Shane Beamer? I mean, that's excessive. And they did the same thing with Muschamp after he had 1 9-win season, and then, you know, obviously he bombed. And then, you know, real quick on the Dabo thing, it's like, you know, the part of what is frustrating with Dabo is that I know he would thrive in this modern era if he wanted to. Dabo is a natural born recruiter. Can you imagine Dabo letting loose the dogs and going after people in the portal and selling them on Clemson? I mean, that's just what I have full belief in Dabo if he himself chooses to do the things necessary. It's not a question of confidence with him. I fully believe, man, he would be, Dabo could be like Lane Kiffin without the jerk stuff. As far as being in the portal, being a Pied Piper, you know, Dabo, that's what he was known for, being a recruiter.
Well, here's the good news for you, Jason. I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, I think that's where we're headed. And quite honestly, if it's not, then next year and subsequent years are going to be equally disappointing. I mean, I don't think there's any other choice now. I mean, there's no way you can come back with this team next year with Christopher Vezina at quarterback and no competition there, and even if Denson is ready, I think that's where it starts. I think you have to go out and get one of the guys. Quite honestly, one of the guys on my list of 12 or somebody of similar stature. I think that's where it starts, and then you have to fill in around that. Because I think this team has significant holes. I think Tom Allen's detailed some of those holes. I think you need more length and speed and athleticism. I think you need help on the back end, certainly. I think you need another linebacker. I think you need another defensive end or two. I think you might need another receiver or two. I don't know what Moore's resume post was about or possible resume post. And I don't know, and we don't really know what the health of Brian Wesco is going to be. I mean, that's...
Or where's Tyler Brown? You know, I mean, Tyler Brown's been on a milk carton for most of the season. You know. Well, this weekend I saw Cleland Furl come to the Niners, and he sacked Jackson Dart and did the old rod and reel celebration, and it took me back. It felt so good. And then Mikael Williams tore his ACL, so we're back to being the Niners. So have fun, everybody. Enjoy the NFL season.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. The Niners are your Niners are cursed, Jason.
Indian burial ground in San Francisco somehow.
There you go. All right, Jason.
All right, thanks, Walt. Thank you,
Jason. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the Upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the Upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. Gilstrap works with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than my friends at Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the Upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Do you hear any other roofers able to state that? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstraproofing.com. All right. Let me just tell you where we stand. We have one auction item left, all right? It is a $500 gift certificate courtesy of our friends at Clemson 4-Wheel Drive. Many of you probably already go there. You're probably already customers. So it's a great opportunity to help yourselves and to help us. Help an amazing cause, Tigers for Tatas. You're the last link. Someone backed out of their auction-winning bid. I need an auction-winning bid. We have a bid of $350. I really like $500 to close it. Somebody do that. Somebody save a life. Somebody provide another woman with a opportunity to get tested. That's $150 from the $350. Somebody close that out at $500 from our friends at Clemson 4-Wheel Drive and put a bow on this entire campaign. That's all that's left. Bill, you'll be up first when we get back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches,